The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 6th chapter.
Praise to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust can consume, and where the thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace be with you all, from God our Creator and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Every year on Ash Wednesday, at St. Philip the Deacon and all around the world, millions of Christians line up to receive ashes on our foreheads, a simple gesture that is solemn and profound. The ashes preach a quiet sermon on their own. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. If we arrived at this service with an overinflated sense of our own permanence and strength and self-sufficiency, well, ashes. They remind us that this life does not last forever. This life is fragile, and it is precious, and it is a gift from God. Ashes also carry hope. They mark the start of our Lenten journey back to God as we turn away from what pulls us away from God and return to the one who always welcomes us with open arms. Sometimes we give something up for Lent, and that can be very good. But Lent isn't only about giving something up. It's also about letting someone in, letting God in. Through the disciplines of Lent, repentance, fasting, prayer, and works of love, we open our hearts to the one who never left us. Ash Wednesday isn't meant to be morbid. It's meant to be honest. It calls us to look not only at our mortality, but also at our hearts. The reading from Joel said, "Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing." Notice first, this is God's invitation. Even now, God says, return to me, even now. This is a very bad time in ancient Israel. The people had turned away from God. Locusts destroyed crops, and foreign enemies threatened invasion. The atmosphere was very tense and urgent, and Joel pleads with the people to turn back to God with fasting and weeping and mourning. Even now, says the Lord, return to me. Even now. Do you have an even now? Is something not right in your life? something that makes you feel unworthy of God, something that has led you away from God, then these words are for you tonight. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart. It is not that we work our way back to God's good graces by repenting. Rather, by repenting, we respond to God who is already calling us home. The image is clear. A parent standing at the door waiting for a wayward child. No arms crossed, no list of demands, just the open invitation, come home. God does not say to us, fix yourself, and then after you do that, return to me. God says, return to me with all your heart. Ash Wednesday asks us a simple, searching question. Have I drifted from God? Have I drifted in my behaviors, but also in my affection for God? Have I drifted in my actions, but also in my devotion? God's call to us is clear and compassionate. Return to me with all your heart. And in that returning, we choose to listen, to let go of some things, to love better, and to see others with compassion. We pray that our good Lord will reshape our hearts. Joel doesn't ground this call to repentance in fear, but rather in the character of God. Return to the Lord your God because God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishment. Friends, this is really important. Repentance flows not from fear, but from trust. We dare to come to God, to pour out our broken hearts to God, to express our sorrow for our sins, to repent of our waywardness, our self-centeredness, all of that not from fear, but from trust. We dare to repent because of who God is. God is gracious, treasuring us and delighting in us, even with all of our flawed humanness. God is merciful, giving us undeserved kindness and compassion. God is slow to anger, being patient with our failures and our brokenness. And God is abounding in steadfast love, love that never runs out. Jesus describes this truth in the parable of the prodigal son. That wayward son returns home, rehearsing his apology all the way, expecting rejection, or at the very best, tolerance. Instead, his father runs to him, pulls him into an embrace, and restores his place in the family. God doesn't delight in our guilt. God delights in our return. We have an invitation before us tonight. If you have never trusted Jesus before, return. God's grace for you is overflowing. God's mercy for you is real. God's arms are aching to hold you. And if you already love Jesus, return again. Lent isn't about being perfect by now. It's about inviting God to once again search and cleanse and renew us to bring us home. In the name of Jesus, amen.